It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, September 6th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, no gas for you. That's the message from Russia to the European Union as Russia has shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline completely. It had been shut down last week, ostensibly for 3 days of maintenance. Now they're claiming that there's an oil leak and they can't turn it back on until the oil leak is fixed. And they can't fix it because of the sanctions imposed by Western nations over the war in Ukraine. European officials are questioning Moscow's explanation, but state-owned energy giant Gazprom informed its customers Saturday it can't safely resume operations until they get the parts, and getting the parts would require lifting sanctions. Well, the EU has rejected Gazprom's claims, and they're accusing Vladimir Putin of weaponizing Russia's gas reserves. Duh. As we've said before, not to paint Vladimir Putin as the victim here, but why did Europe expect anything else when it's backing the U.S. play of sending tens of billions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine to kill Russians? Why they expected Russia to continue shipping gas to keep Western Europe warm this winter is a mystery to me. And not to belabor the point, and this is not based on fanboy Trumpism. I voted for President Trump, but not because I expected him to be the savior of Western civilization or because of some belief that we were electing a pastor in chief. No, we were electing an administrator to oversee the operations of the secular government of the United States. That said, just remember, Europe, former President Trump warned you 5 years ago that this would happen if you continued to rely on Russian natural gas to keep your economies going. Topic number 4, it's Liz. Speaking of Western European politics, the country's ruling conservative party on Monday selected Foreign Secretary Liz Truss to be the UK's new prime minister. She beat out rival Rishi Sunak, who's the country's former finance minister. Members of the party voting to about 82.6% turnout at the polls, by the way, voting over the last few weeks. Truss with 81,000 and change in votes. Sunak just over 60,000 votes. So she does not automatically become the prime minister. They've got to go through the protocol. Outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson needs to formally submit his resignation to Queen Elizabeth, and then she will appoint Truss, the new PM. Truss has promised a package of tax cuts, largely funded by borrowing, to try to halt Britain from its slide into recession. Now, economic commentator Bill Blaine has written that Truss has at most 5 days to deliver a confidence turnaround in the UK economy, which is facing spiking energy prices and inflation that is projected to hit 18% by the beginning of 2023. But Blaine adds, Truss is not a communicator. The signs are not good. She's not a communicator. Neither was Margaret Thatcher, but Liz Truss is no Maggie Thatcher. Outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson's former advisor, Dominic Cummings, wrote at his blog earlier this year that Johnson supported Truss in the contest to replace him because he thinks that Truss, who Cummings describes as mad as a bag of snakes, will fail. Cummings expects her to fail, which would then open a path for Johnson to return to number 10 Downing Street. We will see. Topic number 3, Dark Brandon. CNN, facing questions from critics over President Biden's largely panned speech from Philadelphia last Thursday. The lighting, as you can see, the speech was delivered in front of Independence Hall, which is an iconic location here in the United States. It's where the Declaration of Independence was signed. But the choice to light it like this and to frame it like this, what were his handlers thinking? CNN, during the broadcast, visibly shifted its color palette on the broadcast from this harsh red to a softer pink, which made the red stripes in the American flag appear almost purple when they shifted. CNN claimed that this was due to a problem with the feed, the pool feed coming from CBS. However, it's the other networks carrying the CBS feed, MSNBC, C-SPAN, CBS itself, didn't have any problems with the color. It stayed like this through the whole speech. Now, though Biden promised to deliver a unifying speech Thursday, on the battle for the soul of the nation. He was blasted for delivering, in fact, a speech that was divisive and fear-mongering, many latching onto his claims that MAGA Republicans, or MAGA Republicans, as he said it, are a threat to the country. Literally, a threat to the country. This echoes things that he said previously, claiming that white conservatives, white nationalists, are the most lethal threat to the security of the homeland. Well, he walked it back on Friday morning when he was asked by Fox News' Peter Doocy, "I don't consider any Trump supporters a threat to the country." This directly contradicted what he said the night before. But then he doubled down on this on Sunday when he tweeted out, quote, "MAGA proposals are a threat to the very soul of this country," end quote. Now, to be fair, President Biden may not in fact remember what he said on Thursday night, and he's probably not in control of his Twitter feed. What we don't know is who's responsible for this imagery, deciding not only to frame Independence Hall in red, but to use Marines as a backdrop. This is not something that's supposed to happen in the United States. The military here is supposed to be apolitical, and this speech was obviously very political. The United States has long drawn a line between the work of federal employees in public service and their use of such employees for political purposes. In fact, the Marine Corps expressly forbids its personnel from being used for or participating in such political events. Now, enforcement of the Hatch Act, 1939, which forbids things like this, usually pretty squishy. We will see what comes of this, probably nothing. Meanwhile, it could be that Biden's handlers thought that this sort of imagery sort of reinforce the dark Brandon meme that some progressives in social media have picked up, an attempt to reverse the Let's Go Brandon meme that's gone nationwide as President Biden's poll numbers have cratered. This idea that Biden is hiding a political genius behind the facade of a man whose cognitive skills are crumbling before our very eyes, sort of in the same way that Kaiser Soze in the film The Usual Suspects hid behind the persona of Verbal Kint, a guy whose hand was crippled and he walked with a limp, concealing the fact that he was, in fact, an international criminal mastermind. You know, Dark Brandon. This is the way he's being portrayed by some liberals on social media. But frankly, what half of America saw, at least half of America, I mean, even some liberal political commentators, panned the White House for the use of the Marines in a speech. Not so much Dark Brandon as High Chancellor Adam Sutler from the movie V for Vendetta. Adam Sutler, sort of a thinly veiled clone of Adolf Hitler. This is how it came across to a big chunk of America. Unifying? Not so much. Topic number two, Little Demon. New television series that's airing on Hulu, released on the FXX network, which is a subsidiary of Fox, is now being picked up by Disney Plus. Disney announcing that the horror comedy series Little Demon will begin streaming on Disney Plus in Australia and New Zealand on September 21st. This series currently debuting on FXX on Thursday nights, streaming on Hulu the next day. It's an animated series featuring the voices of Danny DeVito and Aubrey Plaza. The premise of the series, it's been 13 years since a woman was reluctantly impregnated by Satan, given birth to the Antichrist, who, and this is a 13-year-old girl, the two constantly thwarted by, in their goal to have an ordinary life in the state of Delaware, Joe Biden's home state, thwarted by monstrous forces, including Satan, who wants custody of his daughter's soul. Guest stars for the series include Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dave Bautista, Mel Brooks, Patrick Wilson, and more. Again, Disney sort of dropping the mask here as it's taking a show that is clearly aimed at children and broadcasting it on its streaming services in Australia and New Zealand. And again, for Christians who haven't picked up on this already, Fox is not really our friend. Look, Christians, we can laugh. We can have a sense of humor, but joking about things like this, not really the slope that you want to be sliding down. Topic number one this week, War on floppy disks in Japan. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, a war on floppies. Believe it or not, this is happening in Japan, where a Japanese minister has declared war on old technology, including the floppy disk, trying to drag the Japanese government into the digital age, which again is shocking that this is happening in Japan. But almost 2,000 government procedures there still rely on businesses using floppies to submit reports to the government. According to technology minister, Mr. Kono, he said that they are reviewing practices swiftly. Taro Kono, his full name, said that existing regulations would be updated to use online services to submit reports rather than submitting them on floppies. As Mr. Kono said, asking, I guess, a question that's probably on all of our minds at this point, where do you even buy a floppy disk these days? So, we may not be as technologically cutting edge as Japan, but at least a 3.5-inch disc is a thing of the past here. During the month of September, our thank you from Skywatch TV for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the book When Once We Were a Nation. As we look at the increasing division here in these United States, a collection of essays published by Defender a few years back kind of illustrates where we are going and what has happened to this once strong and proud nation. When Once We Were a Nation, we'll send you that book as our thank you for your gift of any amount during the month of September. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can find out more, and if you're so led, donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, where you can get cutting-edge documentaries on topics that are literally earth-changing for as little as $3, instant access, full HD, and things the mainstream media kind of glosses over or presents in a progressive spin. Again, find out more and get instant access to documentaries from Skywatch TV at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our 2023 tour of Israel, set for next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. We go places other tours will not. Archaeological sites, sites of historic and prophetic significance. Get a complete look, get a look at the complete itinerary. We got it posted online at skywatchinisrael.com. There's also a place there to reserve your spot on the tour. Again, March of 2023, mark your calendar and join us in the Holy Land, skywatchinisrael.com. Our good friend, Pastor Carl Gallups, joining us on this week's broadcast program for Skywatch TV. His book, Glimpses of Glory, uses a very interesting writing style. He writes in the style of a novel, some of the key events that took place in the Bible. It's a different way of reading those stories, and it really makes them come to life. Don't miss this week's broadcast. You can find the schedule for our over-the-air programming at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, then add the Skywatch TV app. That allows you to set the schedule. That's the direction most of the world is going these days anymore. Just throw the calendar out, set your own schedule, and bring us along with you. Skywatch TV's app for Roku, Apple TV, or for your mobile device. Skywatch TV's app includes all of our video content, plus news updates 3 times a week, calendar of our upcoming events. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And thanks to Google's Chromecast and Apple's AirPlay, most modern smart TVs will allow you to cast your video from a mobile device, phone or tablet, right to your TV without any wires. If it's an older television, but it's got HDMI inputs, you can also get a Google Chromecast receiver for $20 and take advantage of this. A lot of video sources are doing this these days. And again, it's a way to get the video from a mobile device right to your TV, again, without any wires. And It's the way modern technology is going. Throw out the floppy disk drives, start casting your video to your TV. We've got links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.